April 3. Self is hidden and Christ is revealed. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. As a Christian submits to the solemn rite of baptism, the three highest powers in the universe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, place their approval on this act, pledging themselves to exert their power in his behalf as he strives to honor God. He is buried in the likeness of Christ's death and is raised in the likeness of his resurrection. The three great powers of heaven pledge themselves to furnish the Christian with all the assistance he requires. The Spirit changes the heart of stone to the heart of flesh, and by partaking of the Word of God, Christians obtain an experience that is after the divine similitude. When Christ abides in the heart by faith, the Christian is the temple of God. Christ does not abide in the heart of the sinner, but in the heart of him who is susceptible to the influences of heaven. The light that shines forth from the life of the true Christian testifies to his union with Christ. Self is hidden from view, and Christ is revealed. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. Then those whose lives have been hidden with Christ, those who on this earth have fought the good fight of faith, will shine forth with the Redeemer's glory in the kingdom of God. My brother, my sister, God's purpose for you is that you shall live a life that will make others better, a life which will show that Christ is formed within the hope of glory. It is his purpose that you shall be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2:20. In perfect content, resting in the love of Christ, trusting the Redeemer and Life-Giver to work out for you the salvation of your soul, you will know as you draw nearer and still nearer to him what it means to endure the seeing of him who is invisible. The contentment that Christ bestows is a gift worth infinitely more than gold and silver and precious stones. Our lives are pure only when we are under the control of God, and happy only when we hold communion with him. The luster possessed by those who have gained the richest experience is but the reflection of the light of the Son of Righteousness. He who lives nearest to Jesus shines the brightest. Signs of the Times, August 16, 1905.